A Coast Guard search is suspended. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. 9 people remain missing after the crash of a float plane in Washington State's Mutiny Bay yesterday, but the search is called off.
The Coast Guard says it has saturated an area over 2,100 nautical miles, and crews searched throughout the night, but no additional individuals were recovered and no debris spotted. Adding all next of kin have been notified of this decision. Our hearts go out to the families, loved ones, and friends of those who remain missing and the deceased.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The body of a 10th person had been recovered yesterday. The NTSB investigating. A Memphis mother of 2 remains missing after an abduction caught on security camera. The suspect found less than a day later in the car he's accused of using for the crime.
Police say they do have 38-year-old Cleotha Abstin in custody. We're told he is not giving up any details in terms of the whereabouts of 34-year-old Memphis teacher Eliza Fletcher. Abstin is charged with especially aggravated kidnapping and evidence tampering in connection with Fletcher's disappearance.
Fox's Charles Watson in Memphis. Fletcher was out for an early morning run on the University of Memphis campus when she was forced into a vehicle. Just over a month to the midterm elections, President Biden is making the case for Democrats to keep control of Congress while attacking Trump supporters.
Extreme MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and our economic security, they embrace political violence.
Though in his speech to union members in Milwaukee, he also repeated he's not criticizing all Republicans. The president's Republican critics argue he's the one further dividing the country. The former president's motion for a third-party review of documents seized from his Florida home is granted by a federal judge, a decision federal prosecutors say is being examined for possible next steps. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The world's leading oil producers agree to a small cut in production, essentially rolling back a previous decision.
With demand falling and fears of a recession rising, OPEC nations and their allies say they'll cut crude oil production by 100,000 barrels per day in October. The move offsets a mostly symbolic increase of the same amount this month. Oil prices topped $120 per barrel in June, but have fallen sharply in recent weeks, cutting into the cartel's profits while drivers in the U.S. reap the benefits at the gas pumps. AAA on Monday reporting a national average of $3.78 for a gallon of regular, down from a record high of more than $5 in June. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
The White House says energy supply should meet demand to support economic growth and lower prices in a written statement after today's OPEC decision. The president pledging again to take every step necessary to shore up energy supplies and help lower prices. Oil prices up more than 2%, but still under $90 a barrel for now. Wall Street was closed for the Labor Day holiday. Cheap tickets filling more seats over the weekend and pushing one blockbuster to new heights.
Good morning, aviators.
Top Gun Maverick returned to the top of the box office over the Labor Day weekend as people took advantage of the $3 holiday movie ticket special, and it pushed the Tom Cruise-led film over the $7 million mark to place it at number 5 on the top 10 highest-grossing domestic films of all time. Jeez.
Having any fun yet?
Over the weekend, the film grabbed another $7.5 million, according to Paramount. It also marked another milestone. Maverick is the only film to ever be number one at the domestic box office for both Memorial Day and Labor Day holidays.
Fox's Michelle Pollino, the first National Cinema Day, also swinging Spider-Man No Way Home back to a box office favorite. And Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.